Okay, Hill Caseros packet 8. Been in, this is basically the packet of Chalsa Novel, where someone heichen tzarchi chuppa and then meis lo meis. So what do you do? So this is the Gemara which we kept on quoting in Ksubis. Basically, everything is ready for the chasana, pito ofai, tuvach tzavach, yayin amazug, and then meis av shachasan, or yim shakala. So what do you do? So we all know the Gemara, machnis and asanis lecheder, and the chasin tzavach chuppa, baal bias mitzvah. And then they do the Shavisini Amishta and Shavisini Avelis, and it's in Yisra Yichud during that time. We've discussed this Gemara many times. Okay, again, so just some of the highlights here that every prat. The Nukudas HaKesef in Shin Mem Beis, he discusses why we need this Bilas Mitzvah for. So he says like this, he says, since the Chuppah didn't happen yet, to make this Simcha a big enough, strong enough Simcha to push off the Avelis, you need the Bias Mitzvah.
Right.
If, let's say, the Chuppah would have happened already, and then the person would have died, you wouldn't need the Bias Mitzvah. Because the Chuppah happened, that would have already made it a regal for them. That would have already made it, the Simcha would have been a chal on them. It's only since this is before the Chuppah, so now you need something extra to give it the tokef of the Simcha, so it'll be chal. That's why you need the Bias Mitzvah. In addition.
So if they had the chuppah, he's not allowed to have the be'ilah with her.
But it's chal. But the shavuot nei mishta is chal even without it. You don't need it.
But no be'ilah.
Right. Correct. Then they couldn't do the be'ilah till later. Right. So that's the important nukudas hakesef. Because nukudas hakesef is the shach. That's his ha'aruz on the taz, on the side of the shachnach. Okay, so there is the story we quoted in the Kol Torah Journal by Rav.
Oh yes.
Yeah, remember the story? So it happened. This case happened in a Pioneer Country Club where they were getting married. It was a Shabbos. Everyone was there for Shabbos, followed by the Chasana, let's say, on Sunday. And what happened? I think that was the case, right? Shabbos, I think it was. And then what happened? The father of the Chasan died at that time. Okay, so they didn't know what to do. One prat also is the father of the Kala owned the country club. So on one hand, that could possibly forestall the hefsed. Right? Because part of the reason why we do this heter of Boal Bias Mitzvah Porish is because there's a big hefsed here going on, right? So here, what do they do? On one hand, you have the father of the chasen died. And on the other hand, maybe it's not a hefsed because they could get the same country club. It's the fans in the family. So Rav Moshe was there. A lot of Gedolim were there. Rav Moshe was there. Rav Moshe could give an interesting psak. Rav Moshe is mechadish. It fits the bill, and they should do the chasana and don't push off the chasana. And why would it be a hefsed? He said, no, it is a hefsed because the hefsed of the Gemara is giving you like a barometer of like what level hefsed is it to push off. To push off the kvura and do the shavuos nei mishta now. So this is also a very big hefsed because all the guests are not going to come again. Once it gets pushed off, it's going to get pushed off. And then the chas and kala, they're going to lose a lot of presents and the simcha won't be that great. So he felt this fits the bill of a hefsed enough to basically have the chasana first. And then basically like the Gemara says, and don't push off the chasana. So that was a chiddush. Just again, we mentioned in brief. I don't want to dwell on this. Just we half mentioned that because the Kesef does. He has a different chiddush, like the opposite in a way. He says that this matter says since everyone, you don't even need it to be the father of the chasana or the imam of the kala. He says that. Anyone nowadays is just writing money, it's just a check, so basically does away with the whole din, the shach. Basically says that even if it's the father or the mother, someone else will be matriach, someone else will flip the bill. So while the shach, on one hand, like goes away with the whole din, Rav Moshe, on the other hand, kind of like expanded the whole din to include even, other tzrachim and the guests and the presents. Okay.
It's
not going to sniffish. We kind of quickly mentioned that part of the Kudus, I guess, but I just wanted to contrast it with the Rav Moshe. They're like kind of opposites here. But, do I expand the din like Rav Moshe did, or do I limit the din to basically not exist like the Shach did? Okay. So that's That's the first chiddush of Moshe we had. And now, let's talk about another set of halachas here, which will have another chiddush of Moshe in the end. Okay. So, what is the halacha of getting married? Someone who is an avel, or an avel, getting married. Okay? So, the halacha is that if someone lost a karuv, so you shouldn't get married, you shouldn't do an nesuin within shloshim of the marriage. After shloshim, they could get married, and it doesn't matter whether the nifter was a brother or a father or a mother. It doesn't make a difference. After the shloshim, they could have the nesuin. What about kedushin? So here we have a machlokas. The machaber says that you could do yom hamisa. You could do the kedushin as long as you don't do a suda. But the actual chalos kedushin you could do right away. You know, at the kura. You could be mekadesh someone else. And the Rama says that yesh omrim, that even the erusin shouldn't be till after shloshim. Okay? So, we just said now, that's regarding regular krovim. As we're, father or mother, brother, sister, something like that. But there's a separate set of halachos, quoted, this is all in Shachar Aruch and in Shin Tzadi Beis, if a person's wife dies. Okay? He's married, and his wife dies, when could he remarry? So the technical halacha there is that he has to wait for three regalim to pass. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't count for regalim. Okay? He has to wait for three regalim to pass, and then he can marry another wife, because we don't want him to be kind of thinking about wife, his first wife, when he's married to a second wife. So we want the Yom Tovim to kind of, clear him and give him the Menuchas HaNefesh to focus on his second wife. Okay. So that's the halacha in the theoretics and the pristine. There are the howevers, the buts. But if there is a certain tzorech, will we let this guy get remarried earlier? The answer is yes. What are the tzorechim and what do we allow? So, if he's not mekayim pruravu, he has a kachiyah pruravu. Or if he has little children that he needs taken care of and he can't do it himself necessarily, he needs a wife. Or he needs someone to help him. He needs someone to be mishamishim. He needs help. So those are different tzrachim which will allow him to get married earlier. Okay? So how early? So we allow him to be, basically, again, the kedushin could be right away, but the nesuin will be after Shiva. What about the bia? When will we allow him to do a bia? The bia? So now it will depend. If it's someone who's not mekayim pruah revu, so now we have a vested interest in him having children. So we'll allow him to have a bia right after Shiva. He'll be kones after Shiva, and he'll have the bia after Shiva. Let's say he was mekayim pruah revu, but he just needs the spouse for the other reasons. For the banu ketanim or other things. Then we'll allow the bia after shloshim. Okay? So far so good?
Why?
What?
Why not after seven? I don't get it.
Well, because really we want to wait till after shloshim, right? Till he finishes. But basically, if we need him to do the bia, then we'll be machdim it to after shiva. Meaning, he's not mekayim pruah revu. Meaning, because Lamaisa, she's around. So she could do the functions, take care of the children, or things like that.
How come we don't say, Yitzro Tokfo, we should separate them, we should have Noir, etc.
Okay, I guess that's
not realistic.
Yeah, I don't know. So, the next halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Tzadi Beis Gimel, says an interesting halacha. So again, we're talking about someone who is not mekayim pruah revu, and like most cases, right, first marriage, everything's prepared, the chasen is prepared, and the brother of the kala passes away. So what will we allow? So we'll allow him to. So the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is mutar lekonsa v'lavo aleha achar zayin. We allow her to get married, to be koneser, and have the bia after 7 days, after shiva. Okay, that's lashon of Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach says, "What? Why? Why are we being Megil? Well, we have two things. Number one, he's not Mekayim Pruah Revu, and also it's a big Hesed. So the two of them together will let us do this Kula of Mutar Lekonsa Ulav Ola Acher Zayin. Now, you'll see why I quoted that lashon in a minute. Now the Haggah, the Ramah adds the following. The Ramah says, and likewise, if there are, let's say, small children, and they need taken, you know, they need tipol, and you know who's available to be married, the sister-in-law, the sister of the nifteres, of the wife, right? The sister-in-law is available, so that's a very good match. If he wants to marry that, you know, his wife's sister, so to speak, his sister-in-law, his nifter sister, that's good because she will take very good care of the children because they're her nieces, they're her nephews, so it's all family, so she'll take very good care of them. So we really, really want to encourage that shidduch. So we have an er kula, and we say that she could be konsa miyad, even toch shiva. Shach says, the Shach explains, quotes the Lavush, that she could be kone, they could do the marriage even toch shiva, and the bia will be after shiva, but the actual nesuin will even allow in shiva. Okay. Wow. Okay, that's the Shach is explaining a big kula here, and really they're getting married in shiva. Okay, so now let's focus on a case that happened quoted in Igros Moshe. So there's the second chiddush we're going to have in Rav Moshe. So what happened? The ma'aseh was that it was a Thursday, and the kala's mother died. Okay, so the kfura is going to be on Friday, and when is the wedding supposed to be? Motzei Shabbos. That's how things are supposed to go. So what do they do now? You know, the wedding is all planned for 2 days. So it's going to be a big deal to push off this wedding, you know. So Rav Moshe says, first of all, I'll give you an eitzah. You know what you do? Before everything, before the quarter, get married right now. Just in the living room. Get a bunch of guys together, do the kiddushin, and have the, basically, mamash like the Gemara, have the wedding be chal, right? And then Moshe Shabbos will have a big Shabbat brachas. So it won't be the wedding, but at least you won't be mafsid the whole wedding, the whole, you know, all the preparations and that money. So it'll be a big Shabbat bracha. So it'll be this way you can be Mechayim Ligamara. So that was his first Eitzah, but it was not practical. Because they couldn't do a Bias Mitzvah now because she's still a Nida. So he couldn't do Machnis and Sameis Lecheder Baal Bias Mitzvah Pori. She couldn't be Baal Bias Mitzvah. She's a Nida. She's not going to be able to go to the Mikvah till whatever it is, Shabbos night or something. So then Rav Moshe says, okay. He said a davar chadash. He said a big chadash. He said that he buried the mace, okay, and have the chasana when it was supposed to be on Moshe Shabbos. Toch shiva. How does he pull that cool off, right? So he says, look at the Shach. He says, you know, in the Shach quoted the Lavush, and the Shach said that by the case of right vechein, and likewise, if they're banan getanim. And you want to marry the sister-in-law, so you can be mutter. And the Shach said, mutter l'kontza miyad. Just have. So Rav Moshe says, that heter is not just going on the Ramaz v'chein by Banu Ketanim, it's also going on the Machaber by the case which we quoted before the Machaber, that the guy who wasn't Machayim Pru Ravu and the brother of the Kala died, that the Machaber said, mutter l'kontza v'dova ola achar zayin. So he says, mutra l'kontza miyad. Not mutra l'kontza doesn't mean you're allowed to do the marriage and the bia after 7 days, after shiva. No, mutra l'kontza miyad. And the bia will be after shiva.
That case was a brother, not a parent.
Right, but it's the same. But it's basically what Moshe is saying is that sorech of misha l'kim pru revu and hesed, which was the basis of the heter of the Mechaber, right? So that is enough. He says that basically he wants to learn based on this Lavush, this the Shach, that the same level heter that allows in the Ramah to be Kones Miyad and just have the Via Achar Shiva would allow also B'makom Lokim Pru Ravu and Hefsid to likewise be Kones Miyad and just have to be an Achar Shiva. So, meaning, ostensibly, you would have said that no, meaning, it's only on the Ramos case because they're Banu Ketanim and you want the woman in the house to take care of the kids. So it's a big chiddush that Ramos is saying to extend it even to the case where there's no kids. just Loki and Purur Ravu and Hefsid to have the wedding early, even though the Bia is not going to be till after Shiva. But that's a chiddush that Rav Moshe says. That's a very big chiddush. Basically, what happens to the Gemara? The Gemara makes it sound like it's only the, you know, Imashal, in this case it was the mother, but basically, the Prisha explains the Gemara, and this works well with Rav Moshe, that Gemara, the Gemara in Ksubas, which we just started with, right? Which, you know, makes Avishal Chosim, Imashal Kala, and it only allows you to have the, it doesn't allow you to start Shiva and have the Chasen in the middle of Shiva. You have to have the B'ez Mitzvah first to start to get the Simcha in before the Avelos is gonna set it, right? The Gemara, right? The Gemara didn't give this reason of Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe says, have the Avelos Bichal and have the Chasen in the middle of the Shiva, right? That was Rav Moshe's Chiddush. B'makom Lokim for Ravu and B'makom Hefsid. Now, why did the Gemara say that? The Gemara said, no, make sure you get the B'ez Mitzvah first. Put the Meis L'Cheder, and then do the Chuppah and the B'ez Mitzvah. So the Shiva Sinai Mishnah will be Chal first. So the Prisha explains that Gemara was only talking about someone who's already Mekayim for Ravu. So already it's the Prisha who said that. So the Prisha basically makes a big old kimsa in the Gemara, which fits well with what Rav Moshe is doing, because Rav Moshe basically says that in Lokim Purur Ravu, you have a bigger hetzer than the Gemara, even Tov Shiva. Okay? So now, one last har here is, so this Esau is already, the Pesach Shuva quotes already people that have, you know, wanted to say this. You know, the son of the Mir Nesivim wanted to say this. So this already has been, you know, there is a precedent for it. However, Shlomo Kluger in the Tuz Tam Vadas, he very strongly argues on on that Shita, the Takifus, and he says that the person, you know, the son of the Meir Nesivim is in this case the Meir Nesivim, whatever. So he strongly disagrees with this Pesach, but Lamaisa, you know, Rav Moshe did give it, okay?
Thank you.